Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. This is Kerry speaking.
Oh, hi, Kerry. My name's Jody. I was just curious, do you actually sell pellets in the surgery there, like pellets for parrots?
For birds, yes. What type of bird do you have to start with?
It's a Quaker parrot. I've been feeding him Parrot Essentials, the Vetifarm.
Certainly. We do have some Hagen pellets in at the moment. We've just got a small selection at the moment. We're just waiting for our next stock to come through. They would definitely be an okay size for a Quaker parrot. They're still like a fruity type blend, a premium blend of pellets that we're recommending. We do also stock the Passwell pellets at the moment, but the crumbles we're just out of stock until we get our next order in. They're just on back order at the moment.
That was going to be my next question because, the Vetifarm product, I don't know how good or bad they are. I have heard my girlfriend had a little cockatiel that ended up having to have a crop support. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they call them, but, a crop support on sort of thing. And the vet that she'd taken her parrot to had said basically that some of the Vetifarm blends aren't real good for the birds. So
We have been seeing a few issues with the Vetifarm pellets, so we are steering away from those at the moment, to either the Passwell pellets or definitely the Hagen ones, which, as I said, is a premium type pellet. We're just waiting for the shipment to come in and be released so that we can get more stock, but we've got 4 bags left of the Hagen pellets at the moment.
All the time, don't you?
We definitely will try. Obviously, it is one that does come in from overseas, but it is definitely the best pellet at the moment that we can get hands on. That has generally not a lot of issues with supply is the Passwell pellets, which is the doctor's. It is an Australian-made pellet as well, purchased obviously through us here, but some of the other bigger pet shops like the Pet Barns and stuff do stock the Passwell pellets as well. So if you're wanting something that's a bit more readily available, those ones. We've been having a lot of good success rate with the Hagen pellets.
There was another question I had too. So, well, out of the Pasquale and the Hagen, Hagen's sort of more where you lean towards, so to speak. But then, as you say, this other pellet, the Pasquale's, is an Australian product too.
So a bit more readily available.
What is the difference between the two of them, like?
In regards
Nutrition
or?
Does the pellet vary? Is the pellet smaller than the other, or
the
is it
crumble,
like
Passwell crumbles is still like a more of a smaller? You're on the NutriBlend pellets currently. Is that what you're on currently?
They're Parrot Essentials.
They'll be similar size to the Vetifarm pellets, the Passwell ones. The Hagen ones, they do come in a 2 millimeter or a 4 millimeter pellet. We've only got the 4 millimeters at this stage, but they're only probably a slightly bit bigger than the Passwell crumbles. Okay, suitable for a Quaker size parrot to have those. We've successfully converted our vet's son Konya that she's just got over onto those pellets quite quickly. Minimal wastage with them.
That was going to be the other thing do I have to mix them to blend them, or is it just offer the two together? Or
looking at swapping over, I definitely, because you're swapping from one pellet to another, it is good that they do have a variety of pellets that they're used to and will eat, because if one becomes out of stock, then you do need to be able to offer another form of food, obviously. And if they don't want to go to anything else, that can be an issue. But if you are looking at swapping over to either the Hagens or the Passwells, what I would recommend is not to do it when you run out of your Vetifarm. Have like 2 bowls on offer so that you can see if they do go to the new pellets. And once you are confident that they are eating those new pellets, then just start cutting down the other Vetifarm. Ideally, before doing any form of conversion onto, like going from one pellet to another, I would recommend if they haven't had a health check to have a health check, because a period of stress such as a conversion can put a little bit of stress on the body. And if they've got anything that's underlying, like an infection or something like that, that can come out through periods of stress. So would ideally recommend a health check. But if that's not possible, just do it slowly and just watch and make sure that they are eating. And you can convert them over that way.
Well, he's been, I have converted him from seed to pellet. So, and I just every now and again, like today, I had some seed in it, had some sunflower seed in it. So I've actually just put a little container in today as a bit of a treat. And he sort of, he was funny when he saw that I put it in the cage, he goes, oh. It's like, yeah, that's a surprise for you. It's like,
yeah,
he says, oh. So, yeah, so he's pretty good like that. But he also likes to eat a lot of what I eat. So,
that's good.
Mashed potato.
Yeah, so it sounds like you probably won't have a lot of issues getting him onto a different pellet as well, if he's that adventurous in wanting to eat different foods, and especially what you're eating. So you can
I go to feed my chihuahua and he eats the dog food.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes, right. He sits on the side and he looks at me and it's like, oh my goodness, I know you're a little dinosaur bird, but that's like, that's dog food. Like,
yeah, definitely. Well,
I don't let him have
them,
much,
but
Yeah,
but if you do want to try them, as I said, I don't have any of the crumbles in, the Passwell crumbles in at the moment, but I'm hoping next week we might get an order in. So if you are looking to come in and have a look at them, just give us a call just to make sure that we've got them in stock again. Otherwise, we do have, as I said, only the 4 bags of the Hagens at the moment.
Yeah, and what size are the bags and how much?
Yeah, certainly. So the Hagen pellets here... Okay, so the Hagen Tropicana pellets is 820 gram bag that we've got currently, and they're $36.30. And the Passwell crumbles is a 1 kilo bag box, comes in a bag inside a box. And here we go. So it's $14.90.
Oh, okay, $14.90. Wow, that's different, isn't it? For
So the Hagen's one is more of a premium type one, and it, and everything, hence probably the increase in price. But definitely, if you're wanting to get him onto a different pellet, and these pellets are definitely something that the doctors are recommending as well. So it depends on your situation, what you can get. But yeah, definitely Passwell crumbles is another option for you.
Oh, okay. And then how much is the crumble in comparison to?
Yeah, that's $14.90.
Oh, that is the 14. Oh, okay. So, and that's sort of like, is it like when you say crumble, is it like a egg and biscuit?
I say crumble.
Sort of,
no, they've got it crumbled because it comes in also a parrot pellet, which is more like a little cylindrical shaped pellet. The crumbles is probably about the same size as your Vetifarm pellets that you've got it currently. They say crumble, but it's not a powder. It is a, like a hard pellet.
It is still a little hard pellet,
Just think when you break off a biscuit crumbs and stuff and they come a little bit crumbly, but not powder, that's the crumble. Yeah, that's about the
crumble. Okay, all right. Yeah. And when are they when's that expected to come in next Tuesday, did you say?
No, next week, hopefully, with our next order. But, our wholesaler that we get all our drug supplies and products through, they're just out at the moment. They're waiting for their shipment to come in. If you are looking to come in next week, then I'd definitely call first just to make sure we've got them in stock.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm sort of thinking, because there's not much point going to the Hagen. But then... I live here at Redcliffe, so it's not like I can't, organise myself.
Once the supply gets in, we'll be flush with supply. But as I said, we're just waiting. It's just an import licence thing. We're just waiting for the big supply to come through to get all our product here. But, if that's the situation, then definitely going on to the Passwell crumbles. And then if you're wanting to, in the future, try the Hagen pellets as another option, then that's definitely something that you could do as well.
Well, can you blend the two of them together as a normal feed sort of thing, or
there's
no
harm
really
in doing
recommended?
It. There's no harm in doing it, but then you're not going to know which ones they're actually really going for either. So,
Okay. Yeah, I see what
but
you're
it is
saying.
a good idea to have different varieties on hand just in case one is becomes unavailable for any reason.
Well, yeah, exactly, because that's sort of the situation that I'm in at the moment. I don't really, you know, I heard this from Fran about the Vetifarm stuff, and there was one particular product in particular that she mentioned, and that's obviously not what I'm giving Remy. So I didn't worry about it too much.
Potentially the maintenance diets or the NutriBlend pellets, the colourful ones that we've been having a few issues with. But
I don't give him the colourful ones. I did have some of those, and I didn't like the smell of them. They just smelled like plastic. So it's like, yeah, no, you're not getting that. It's like, no,
yeah,
I threw them out.
So,
and then, yeah, the maintenance diet, I did originally have that because the breeder had given that, I think, to him. I don't know. I just sort of went off that as well. And then, but also too, this Parrot Essential packet is a lot smaller.
Yeah.
So, you know, in my head, it's like I'm buying it more regularly, so it's fresher, if that makes sense, sort of thing. So, because, yeah, you can't really leave everything lying around forever. The nutrition won't be in it, sort of thing. So, but he does get fresh fruit and all sorts of other things, you know, offered to him through the day. So, and I've weighed, you know, he's like 99 grams, so... And he fluctuates between about 96 and 99. So obviously, depending on what time of day it is, if he's eaten or not. So yeah, he seems to be a good weight, and you know, he's happy and that sort of thing. I mean, he's nearly two now. So yeah. But anyway, but yeah, that's a big price difference, isn't it, between the two of them? Is that just purely because one's a out of Australia product, and obviously there's a lot more to get it to us, but.
Yeah, like it is, as I said, it's more of a premium product. There's been a lot of science go into making it and everything. But yeah, I can't, obviously, and they're two totally different companies. So yeah, the price, they're not going to be price matched or anything like that. So
No. But, you know, I mean, not necessarily buying the expensive thing is necessarily the better. You know, sometimes, it's just one of those things. Just because it's expensive doesn't necessarily make it good.
We just make a decision what one you want to do, and as I said, we do keep them both in stock here, so when you come through we can discuss it further.
All right, okay, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for your time.
Not a problem at all.
Explaining all that to me, that's great.
That's
thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.